yesterday I was taking a walk in my hood and I met this lady where she was carrying some things. I think she was selling those things because she seemed to have had a lot of them. Some in her hand, some on her back, some on her head and whatnot, you know. But from a distance, you could actually see that. Well, she was having quite a crazy day. Obviously, the sales didn't go as expected, you know. And it was clear she was having an experience of life. But something really stood out in that moment that really got me thinking. And in retrospect, I appreciate the thoughts that that moment brought to my attention. You know, life is going to happen to everybody. Life is going to happen to the rich, the poor. Life is going to happen to the tall, the short, the slim, the light, those that are dark. You know, life is going to happen to literally everybody. But the most crucial aspect about this inevitable reality is our response. So, drawing you back to the story of this lady that I met carrying stuff on her head and some on her back and whatnot. You know, because I was walking right on her side slightly, so I kept looking at her. And man, you could tell that, man, she's thinking. She's having the life experience, life moment. And it was as if somebody just whispered to her that, you know what? In this moment, you gotta give some praise to God. And then she started singing a very beautiful song. But what was interesting about it is that she sang as if she was alone. Like she was walking that road alone. She was loud. She was happy. You know, almost trying to clap, but with stuff in her hands. And I watched, and I was like, wait, this is something. She sang and praised God as if she was alone. Like nobody was looking at her. Like I was not just walking right next to her. She didn't even look at me. But she sang to her God. And so like I said, no matter where you're at, rich, poor, white, black, yellow, pink, whatever, tall, short, life is going to happen to you someday. You're going to face trials. You're going to face tribulations. You're going to experience some pain. But you know what? The enemy, Satan, takes advantage of a man's wilderness experience. Because what he wants is that in your wilderness experience, I love to call this, Satan wants his agenda to thrive. So he wants you not to praise your God. He wants you not to pray. He wants you not to go to church. In your wilderness experience, Satan's voice is going to be very loud, giving you the most crazy suggestions. The most crazy suggestions. Not to even make you better, but the suggestions that are probably going to come your way are going to seem like they're going to medicate whatever it is that you might be going through at the time. But I want to tell you something. You got to shut the devil up. You got to shut him up. In your pain, in your trials, in your opposition, in your struggles, you want to go back to your God. You want to call the name of the Lord. You know, you want to just reconnect with the divine. The trials, the tribulations, the persecutions that you're going to face, they're not going to take you away from the face of God. But they're going to draw you closer to your God. Like that woman I met, in the moment that she was experiencing life, clearly she didn't have some good self, but she didn't walk all gloomy, crying, begging, you know. She decided to sing praises to her God. And that was 100-0 on Satan. Because with every life experience, what the enemy is trying to do is trying to make us feel like God does not care. He's trying to make us feel like God is not present. But we gotta shut him up. Because in pain, in trials, in tribulations, in persecution, God is saying, I'm there with you. Because his word says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. But what the enemy wants to do to your mind in your moments of of pain, in your moments of anxiety, in your moments of trials, tribulations, persecution, the enemy wants you to think and believe that God has forsaken you. But you want to hold on to God's word, because God's word is true. You want to hold on to God's promises, because God's promises are true. He's promised us in his word that he's not going to leave us nor forsake us. He says, though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, fear not, for I am with you and I will comfort you. You know, God is telling you and me, do not be dismayed. Do not be discouraged. Do not be afraid, for I'm going to uphold you with my righteous right hand. So whatever it is that you might be going through, or whatever it is that you're probably going to go through, I want you to process every moment in positive light. If you're going through something right now, I want to build your faith. I want to encourage you to believe better of your God, to believe that God is still with you. And what I'm talking about might not be familiar with you, because you probably haven't had the life experience yet, but I hope and I trust that this conversation is probably just gonna prepare you, because life is gonna happen to everybody. Life is gonna happen to everybody, but we've gotta prepare for that. You don't want to look back and say, man, when life hit me bad, I cursed on God. You want to look back and say, man, when life hit me bad, I lifted my hands every day in reverence of the God of the heavens. You want to look back and tell a story that when life hit my family bad, we did not curse the living God, but every day we lifted our hands in surrender and in humility to the God who holds the universe, to the God who holds the heavens and the earth. That would be a beautiful narrative to tell. And that would be 100-0 to Satan. Satan is basically fighting a losing battle, because he knows that he has lost the battle. Then he's trying to confuse a lot of people in getting them on the losing team. But that's not the plan of God. That's why we're here, to build this conversation, so that we can prepare the people, you know, for some of these things, so that when life eventually happens to them, they'll be able to process it in a more positive light, because of being there, done that. So no situation should ever put you at a place where then you're going to begin to question the integrity of God. No life circumstance should put you at a place where you're going to curse God. But everything that you're going to go through should serve as nothing but your pulpit, but your altar, where you're going to raise your hands on that mountain, on that sickness, on that luck, on that trial, on that persecution. You stand on it and say, this is my stage. This is my altar, where I'm going to raise the name of the Lord and praise his holy name and declare that he is still God, with the giant right in front of me. I ain't cursing on God. With the sickness right before my eyes, I ain't cursing on God. With this luck right before my eyes, I ain't cursing on God. With no money in my account, I ain't questioning the provision of God. With everybody fighting me, I ain't questioning the presence of God in my life. I do not care what I'm going through. I do not care the circumstances that are surrounding my marriage, the circumstances that are surrounding my family, the circumstances that are surrounding my career. I will use these very circumstances as my megaphone, as my microphone, and I'll use them to praise the name of the Lord. I will use them to defeat the works of Satan. Satan is not going to send me into depression. He's not going to send me to a place where I'm going to question the love of God for my life, the presence of God in my family, because that's what Satan wants. He wants you to lose sight of the presence of God in your life because of the things that you're going through. But wait a minute. Jesus Christ did not promise anybody that life here on earth was going to be a walk in a pack. He says you will face trials and tribulations, but be of good cheer, ladies and gentlemen, because I have overcome the world. Though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, fear not, for I am with you. With my rod and with my staff, I shall comfort you. God didn't promise anybody a pain-free life. You're going to feel pain at some point. You're going to lose something at some point, but you want to use that as your stage. You want to use that as your megaphone to sing of the goodness of the Lord. Like the lady that I met, I could tell life was giving her an experience. But with things in her hands, probably she didn't sell nothing, because those were a lot. With stuff in her hands, down some on her back, some on her head. Everything's trying to sell something so that she could probably get something to eat. And the day was almost coming to a close. And I'm guessing she was walking home. She didn't walk home feeling depressed, all gloomy and whatnot. But she was singing to her God, believing and trusting that the Lord will make this possible one day. A miracle will be possible today. A miracle will be possible tomorrow. Even in this very moment, a miracle is possible. So in your pain and in your anxiety, may you sing to the Lord. In your trials and persecution, may you sing to the Lord. Because he has said in his word that he shall never leave you nor forsake you. So ladies and gentlemen, you might be experiencing something that you cannot understand. You might be going through something that you can't even find answers to. You might be going through something that nobody has an explanation to. I wanna send this word of hope to you. You are not alone. God is with you. God is with you. Do not fear, do not doubt. Whatever it is that you're going through, I want you to believe that God is with you. On my I Believe affirmation board for this week, my affirmation is, I believe God is with me. I believe that through his Holy Spirit, he will help me. I speak these words every single day. And I constantly want to remind myself that God is with me. And through his Holy Spirit, he is going to help me. And I want you to believe that for yourself. Probably you may not be familiar with anything I'm talking about here. Because, man, it's been a walk in the park. Oh, glory and praise to God for that. But just in case life happens to you, I want you to process that moment in more positive light. The same God that is keeping you today while you walk life like a walk in the park is the same God who will still be with you when life will happen to you. He changes not. He does not slumber nor sleep. So, in the good, in the bad, in the ugly, he is still present in our lives. In the good, he is still God. In the bad, he is still God. Ladies and gentlemen, never question the presence of God in your life because of what you might be going through. You may not have the understanding. You may not get the meaning. And nobody will probably be able to explain exactly what it is that is going on in your life. But regardless, I want you to know that God is with you. Do not be afraid. Do not worry. But believe that God is with you. You see, as long as you're walking the earth, you're going to encounter different setbacks. You know, challenges and trials, tribulations. People are going to fight you. People are going to oppose you and whatnot. But what's very imperative is how you process that space of your life or that moment of your life, because that then makes a difference. And so you see that in the narrative of Job, you know, I read that was once advised to curse God, you know, just curse God and die. But because Job was very careful to process that moment of his life in positive light, he didn't yield to that to that advice of cursing God and just die. So you see that it might not be people to actually push you to maybe speak heal of the integrity of God, but probably just life whispers and whatnot. Satan whispering to you, trying to get you to speak, you know, against the integrity of God and just die. But at the end of the day, that doesn't make the situation any better. It just makes it more worse. So even as we navigate life challenges, navigate life circumstances and situations, it's very imperative that we position ourselves to be able to just process all that and in positive light. And God still remains God in the good and the bad and the ugly. God still remains God, you know, and no situation should push you to a place where you're going to question the integrity of God. But everything that you go through should actually serve as the more reason you're going to look at the sovereignty of God with reverence. You know, the sickness that you might be going through, you want to use that to then exhort the power of God to be able to heal that sickness. You know, the lack that you might be experiencing, you want to use that and raise it against the power of God's ability to provide. And then we're going to see who's winning. Is it luck or the provision of God? And I promise you, it's definitely the provision of God. So whatever it is that you're going through, you want to use that, you know, and raise it and say, let's see who's winning, because definitely God is taking the lead and God is winning, because he's an almighty God. He's an all-powerful God. There's no situation that is too big for the God of the universe, for the God of the heavens. So as you walk life, as you process these challenges of life, the struggles of life, you want to process that in a more positive light and just still have reverence for the God of the heavens. Thank you for taking time to listen to this podcast. If you've not subscribed to the I Believe podcast, go to Apple Podcast, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.